Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. From a local business to a global corporation,
partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech headlines for Wednesday, November 11th, 2020, Veterans Day. I'm Tom Merritt. Apple announced its first three Macs using the Apple-designed M1 chip instead of an Intel chip. The M1 is an 8-core ARM-based 5-nanometer chip. The chip is faster and more power-efficient than previous chips used in Macs. A new MacBook Pro starting at $1,299 was announced. A new MacBook Air starts at $999 and a Mac Mini at $699. All three support 6K displays. On the MacBook Air, Apple has replaced the launchpad keyboard brightness keys with Do Not Disturb dictation and spotlight keys. The M1 Air and Pro also add an emoji globe to the function key. All three M1-based Macs are available for pre-order now, shipping next week. Apple's Big Sur operating system, which will support both Intel-based and M1-based Macs, will be released Thursday. China's State Administration for Market Regulation is seeking feedback on a draft of new anti-monopoly rules for online platforms. The draft rules would prohibit pricing below cost, inflating prices, and using algorithms to charge different prices to different customers for the same good. It also proposes penalties for abuse of market position and a review board to issue rulings and other penalties. This follows new guidelines on pricing and advertising in live streams announced Friday. All of this comes before Singles Day, the world's largest online sales event that is most popular in China. Amazon's Ring has issued a recall for around 35,000 second-generation Ring doorbells sold in the United States between June and October because of fire concerns. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission has logged 23 reports of doorbells causing minor property damage and 8 reports of minor burns. The device can overheat if the wrong screws are used, which can damage the doorbell's battery. Customers do not need to return their doorbells, but will receive updated instructions, warning only to use the smart security screws included with the device. U.S. District Judge Yvonne Gonzalez-Rogers dismissed Apple's claims of intentional interference with prospective economic advantage and conversion by Epic because of Fortnite. Apple is seeking lost App Store fees and other monetary damages. The judge said to an Apple lawyer, quote, "You can't just say it's independently wrongful. You actually have to have facts." TikTok has received, quote, "no substantive feedback" regarding its proposal to form a new corporate structure with Oracle to satisfy national security requirements in the United States. An executive order requires TikTok in the U.S. to be divested by parent company ByteDance by November 12th. TikTok filed a petition in the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit Tuesday calling for a review of actions by the Committee on Foreign Investment in the U.S. An October 30th preliminary injunction blocks a ban on TikTok, but the lack of communication prompted TikTok to make this new filing. MediaTek announced a 5G-enabled 8-core chipset called the Dimensity 700. The chipset is built on a 7-nanometer process targeted at phones in the $200 to $300 price range. It supports Google Assistant and includes Wi-Fi 5 and Bluetooth 3.1. The Dimensity 700 chipset is expected to hit the market in Q1. Alphabet's X division has renamed its free space optical communications project to be called Project TARA, T-A-A-R-A. It uses laser beaming boxes up to 20 kilometers apart in line of sight to deliver about 20 gigabits per second backhaul. Project TARA is now formally working with Econet to support its Liquid Telecom subsidiary in Kenya. And finally, Roku is rolling out Roku OS 9.4, which includes support for Apple AirPlay 2 and HomeKit. The update is arriving now on Roku's Ultra streaming box, Stream Bar and Smart Soundbar speakers, the Streaming Stick Plus, and Premiere streaming sticks. 4K Roku TVs will get the update in the coming days. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, be sure to subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. You can find show notes and links to all our headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Hi, this is Matt
and Sean
from Two Black Guys
with Good Credit. From a local business to a global corporation,
partnering with Bank of America gives your operation access to exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful you'll make every move matter.
Visit bankofamerica.com/banking for business to learn more.
What would you like the power to do? Bank of America, N.A., copyright 2024.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.